The Beta Report.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Beta Report. That's right.
Are you done? Okay, no, it's still done. All right.
Oh, yeah. Hey guys, I am your host, The Con. And of course, I can't do this show without my co-host, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
Hello, everybody. It is Calman23.
Jeez, that is freaking loud.
And of course, Jason. Hello. Bro, that's it. That's it.
Everyone's just going to, it's a laugh track. Every week it's going to be a freaking laugh track.
That's it, dude. You're stuck with it. That's it, dude. Hey, guys, we got a great show for you guys today. We don't have one, but we got two trailer reactions we're going to do for you.
We're treating you guys.
Two crazy trailers, dude. We're going to talk about movies that shouldn't be remade. I mean, should they or shouldn't they? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the originals.
Well, maybe they should be remade. No, maybe they shouldn't. You should just watch the original.
I don't know. Like, for my perspective, it wouldn't make... Like, I wouldn't understand it too much. I'm like, oh, it actually is a remake. It would just be like, oh, they're just rebranding the movie.
Oh, it's just a new movie. Well, exactly. Look, we're going to talk whether it should be done or shouldn't be done, or what do we think about it. There's cartoons that are being redone again. Maybe we should talk about some other ones that should be done, or maybe it shouldn't. I don't know.
Depends
we're going to talk about that. We got some news for you guys, too. But before we jump into all of that, first, back when I was doing the podcast with Jay and Louis and the other Louis.
Like many moons ago. So back in like 1940.
With Pat, podcast. Yeah.
When,
started, right?
When they did podcasts on phonographs.
Oh my God. Dang, bro. You always roast me, dude. I'm not that old, bro. Dang. You were doing the phonograph.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With the big old the megaphone being attached to it.
Stenograph friggin'. Dude, whatever those graphs are,
we didn't have headphones. We had those things that you know the old people used to wear like that. Yeah, exactly. We used to say that was because of the beta effect because we would talk about it and then all of a sudden it became good, dude. Like seriously, that used to happen before, but it's happening now. Not too long ago, we're talking about the Dune popcorn buckets. Remember that?
Yeah, the whole fiasco
with the Dune popcorn bucket. I wonder if anybody actually bought it. I don't know anybody who actually has it. Do you guys know anybody who has it?
No, I didn't.
I don't know anybody.
Because if they do have it, let's just buy it from them.
To be completely honest, I haven't even seen it. Well, it's an AMC thing, right?
AMC thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. So to be fair, I haven't been to an AMC in like 10 billion years.
Seriously, I know. So I haven't been to an AMC theater in a while.
The last time I think we went to an AMC was like...
We watched...
When we watched...
what did we watch? We watched like episode 9 or something like that, right? Of Star Wars, right?
Dang, that long ago?
It was like episode 9.
I don't think we watched it at AMC, though. I think it had to be in Parkins or something. I'm pretty sure that
was one, or maybe it was Last Jedi. Maybe it was episode 8 then.
I don't know. Probably, yeah. It's been a while. I don't know. And the point is...
AMC sucks.
No, yeah, that too. No, we don't have a Dune popcorn bucket, but maybe we should find somebody who has it and just tell them, give it to us for $20. You know why? Because they're now...
Let's see. Let's get a look at this.
Show this.
Oh,
dude.
My gosh. I gotta fade into this because this is freaking insane.
Long fade.
What the heck is that price tag?
$804 on eBay? Are you serious? Now, it doesn't mean it's actually sold for that amount, but they're putting it up there.
It is still pretty crazy, though. The fact that that is being sold for that much money. There were other ones that we were talking about earlier because we were looking at the eBay prices or the listings, whatever. And there was a Star Wars popcorn bucket. I guess it was like must have been from like Last Jedi or something. But it was going for like what, like $2,000 or $5,000.
Oh
my God.
Oh yeah,
it's like
dude.
$5,000. Like literally. I mean, obviously, I know we don't have it up, but we have the article.
We could probably put the article up, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's see.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, Rise of Skywalker, episode 9.
Oh, my gosh. $5,000 for it's the Rise of Skywalker. That's the one. Yeah, there you go.
Is it right? Yeah, it is Rise of Skywalker.
It looks like a basic
$5,000?
Looks like a chum bucket, popcorn bucket. And
too bad we didn't go to AMC for Rise of Skywalker then, because we could have gotten this.
You probably could have got it for like $20. But now apparently you have to pay $5,000. You have that's a down payment on a car.
You could buy a car.
You could buy a car
like
with
a
that
cheap car. You could buy yourself a cheap car. Anyways, I just thought that was funny that we were just talking about the Dune Bob Kornberg and all of a sudden it's like almost $1,000, dude. So, anyways, time for some news. I got some news for you guys.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. All right, we have a reporter out in the field at in front of an AMC theater right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Do we?
Oh, that would actually be hilarious.
We should have Jay in front of an AMC theater.
I know.
Reporting live from AMC.
We actually bought the $5,000.
Yeah, we actually, we're like, who would actually spend?
Actually, Jay has it, and we're about to break into his house.
Here it is, guys. No, I'm just kidding, man.
I just got reported this week that The Never Ending Story, the movie, famous movie back in like, 1984? 1984, I think, is when this movie came out. Cult classic movie is being done again, in a series of new movies.
A series of new movies.
Dude.
So, like a remake.
What's crazy is the producer.
Or a reboot.
The producer of the movie, Seesaw Films, actually produced a couple movies, The Power of the Dog, King's Speech. These two of these movies had like Academy Awards attached to it. So kind of a big deal that the producer's doing this. They're doing The Neverending Story. You said you saw it, right?
I've seen it.
Atreus. Yeah. And I forgot this dog's name, the freaking poodle's name. You're saying you didn't see this movie?
I'm pretty sure I did, but it's been years. It's been years. I don't really remember it. I remember like a swamp, and then like
There's a swamp. There is a swamp.
It's a swamp.
I remember the swamp, and then I remember the freaking.
And there's a section.
Yeah, he flies like that.
He's
in like a
bridge, and then he meets the princess, some weird knight.
Yeah. So I remember like certain parts.
Oh,
I
you're talking about like a he has to get through.
Yeah, he has to get through, right? And he's like a password or something like that.
Password.
Right? It's like he has to do like a spell or like some or sort of something. Riddle, or like a riddle or like a puzzle.
I just thought it was funny you said password.
I don't remember any of that.
It's like some weird.
So, anyways, it's the movie itself. It's a classic. It's a good movie. It's a movie that I watched as a kid, and many people watched it back in the 80s. But and obviously, things from the 80s is getting like revamped, right? We're getting stuff. We just talked about the Goonies not too long ago. Or if you guys go watch the Beta Rewind, we're talking about movies from the 80s mostly.
That's right.
That I watched as a kid. So there's stuff like that that's kind of coming back again. And so the Neverending Story is something that kind of got a revamp. Actually got a little bit of a revamp a couple years ago. Not a revamp, but it got revived again.
Got a comeback.
All because of this right here.
Please play.
Turn around. Look at what you see.
This is all dope.
In her face. The mirror of your dream.
Sing it.
Leave them everywhere. Give it in the light. Written on the pages is answer to the
only because it's on the screen.
Story.
Flying. Riding on that dog. Anyways.
That's enough.
So obviously it got a big old revamp because of that, and everybody's like talking about it, you know, like what?
I'm just like remembering when that scene came or the season came out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're like freaking like, are you serious, dude?
That was pretty dope.
They're getting chased by the they call it at that point.
The mind flayer.
The context of the scene is hilarious though, because what he needs is Plink's constant.
Yeah.
If you remember, they're in like some dire situation, and for whatever reason, because it's like the Russians, right?
Yeah.
Like they need Plank's constant, and so Dustin can't remember at the top of his head, so he asks his girlfriend Susie, and she's like, "No, I won't give it to you unless you sing whatever this, whatever."
This is Stranger Things 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, season 3. Yeah, it is. It is. So, anyways, should it be remade or should it not? I mean, you, I guess, don't have a major attachment to it. Like, I honestly think it probably could benefit from a remake just because of the effects might be a little bit better maybe. So I don't have a problem with them remaking it. It's not that much of a classic to be sacred enough to not to be remade. Kind of like, for example, for me, like The Goonies never should never be remade. dropping your phone, fool. Stop dropping your phone, man. I don't think like The Goonies should be remade, but like if this would be remade, I don't care really. I mean, it's a cool little movie that we watch, but I honestly don't care if it gets remade. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, do
you guys have an attachment to something that you guys think should never be remade?
What? There's too many.
I don't know.
I think you should never remake Star Wars A New Hope.
Oh. I thought they did.
No, they didn't. Like, remake it.
It's called The Force Awakens.
Bruh.
No, just kidding. No, I hear you, but I mean, obviously
like,
not that
like,
one.
Let's
but.
See. I don't think you should ever remake. Oh, I guess they kind of did. Ghostbusters.
It was more of a reboot.
It was more of a reboot.
Yeah, it was still
not
like,
a remake.
Yeah, it's a little more different with movies than it is like let's say like video games. I like when they remake video games. Because of like,
well,
because
the tech has advanced a little bit,
yeah,
so it makes it look better.
Fidelity, it looks better, it looks nicer. But I think with movies, it's a little like different, you know, because obviously, like, it's hard to get away with a remake,
yeah,
as opposed to like a reboot,
yeah.
Because it almost seems like every movie that ever has a new like RoboCop, for example, RoboCop the original came out like in the '80s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, they had a 2014 or 20-something version.
That was a remake.
That was
for sure.
Oh, that was you consider that a remake?
Yeah, because it was a total like, well,
I would see that as a reboot.
Yeah,
because
a remake is the same, just like redone.
Yeah,
but a reboot is a completely new like perspective on it.
That's why I think like remakes and reboots like for movies are different.
Okay, for example, like Ghostbusters, then right? That it's not really technically a reboot. And I'm talking about the most
that, then it would current be a, then it would
then
be
it would
a
just
soft
be like a,
reboot.
It's a yeah. sort of a soft reboot yeah, because
be soft
it's
reboot.
Not slash it's sequel. Not redoing the whole story.
The same thing
because
with
the old people came back and stuff like that. You know, the old characters.
Well, it's kind of like Jurassic World compared to Jurassic Park.
Well, Jurassic
there
World is more of like
it's just like a different series, like
no,
a continuation. It's just like a sequel.
That's like a sequel.
Yeah,
it's like a new series.
Which technically, so is Ghostbusters then. It's like
so
it's in the same universe.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
I
let's
guess
establish
so, yeah.
it. A remake is if you do like the movie like scene for scene, right? And you just do it kind of the same thing. A reboot is like just a total different take on the same story.
Which is why I think remakes are more for games and reboots are more for movies.
For movies. All right.
You know?
Sure.
Because like you have like The Last of Us Part 1 is a remake to The Last of Us, which came out in 2013.
There you go.
And then Resident Evil 2. There's the original, which came out in 1990s. I forgot.
Okay.
And Resident Evil 2, the remake, came out, what, John, the 2018? And that one is essentially, it's remade from the ground up. It's like all new visuals, all everything.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
So that's the...
Well, there's some movies that shouldn't be remade, reboot, remake, whatever.
Wait, let's ask the question one more time. Dad. One movie, aside from Neverending Story, do you think should not be like, or aside from Goonies too, should not be touched?
Should not be touched at all?
Yeah.
Like, not at all?
Like, don't even reboot it.
Back to the Future.
God, see, that's okay. That's a
Back
good
to
one.
The Future should be left alone. Like, that's the movie. No one should go back and do Back to the Future again. Like, Michael J. Fox is Marty McFly. That's it. You can't redo it. Can't go back. That's it. Done.
Gonna,
don't touch it.
They're,
Hollywood.
They're going to put like.
Don't touch
they're
it.
They're going to make Tom Cruise freaking.
Oh my God. No. No, it's going to be freaking Harry Styles.
Oh my. It's going to be.
With this generation.
No, it's going to be Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée is going to be the new Marty McFly.
Exactly.
Oh, hell no, dude. I'll burn Hollywood down.
Scott.
No, dude. That's terrible. I mean, there's no. Okay. There is no talks of a remake. We're just saying that's what they're doing. So let's just clarify that. But speaking of remakes and redones and all this stuff, dude, this week, bro, this Wednesday, they just debuted. Dude, what happened, dude? Here it goes.
Yeah, there you go.
They just did. Dude, best theme song ever. Here. Oh yeah, X-Men 97, bro. Seriously. That show is reborn again. Came back. They did it. It's awesome because X-Men 97, that animated show got cut off, stopped, and Marvel decided to come back and redo it again. Not redo it, but restart it. And it's kind of cool because it's starting back from when it ended, back in like 97, whatever. And they're redoing it. They're not doing it, but continuing that same story. But what's crazy is that the animation is like the same. It's cleaner, better, but it's the same kind of art style. Yeah, the same art style.
I like that.
Yeah,
Right now there's two episodes out right now, so you go check it out. It's really good. It's funny because they still have the corny feeling of the 90s animation. Like hey, you know,
look at that. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, or like when Cyclops says, "To me, my X-Men." Bro, that's so super corny, bro. Like,
the real X-Men is the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, there's...
Maybe the men have been X'd.
This really is an X-Men 97.
Yeah, so it is kind of corny, but it's actually kind of... It's fun, and the animation looks beautiful, so it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool how the series is like considered to be titled as X-Men 97.
Yeah.
Like that's the name of the series.
Yeah.
So is this remake or reboot or whatever, a continuation, is it called like X-Men 24 or like 2024?
I think it would be like X-Men 97 2024.
X-Men 97 part 2.
It's called X-Men 97 basically. It is.
Yeah.
So with that coming out, there are some things that were cartoons, and I wanted to share a couple of things with you guys because another part is part of the news too, that they want to remake or reboot or bring back an old cartoon, Popeye.
Really?
Yes. And do you guys know Popeye at all? Like, have you guys had any experience with the cartoon?
I know he's a sailor that eats spinach.
Yeah, he eats spinach.
That's like from like 1910 or something.
Dude, that's from like 1724. Like.
So let me show you guys a picture real quick. And this is... What did you say?
1700s, dude.
1700s. That would be like wall paintings or something.
Yeah, that's like freaking Renaissance.
No. So, Jason, can you put this up real quick? It's like not high yet. That's Popeye. That's olive oil. Just take a quick look at that, all right? So.
It's freaking Dilly Dapper.
Yeah.
Snapper.
Yeah. So then, actually, Popeye, there was a movie back in like 19-something. I forgot. 1920. No, just kidding.
Spinach.
No. It was a movie that came out. Dude, I wish I should have.
A movie?
Yeah. Robin Williams. So you just saw that picture, right? Now check out this picture. Here.
Oh, man.
Yes,
put this picture
up. See it.
That's Robin Williams, all right? And that's, I forgot her name right now. Oh, my God. She's from The Shining.
Yeah. I don't know her. Wendy, right? Wendy? Oh, no, that's her name in The Shining.
No. That's Olive Oil, but her name, the actress name, I'm sorry. I should have it ready. Let me take this off. Anyways, there was a movie that came out with Robin Williams and who else was on it? It was made by Robert Altman. And so the movie itself was weird. It was kind of, it was a flop. It was weird.
It looks like a flop.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Robin Williams. Sorry,
no offense, Robin, but come on, man.
Shelley Duvall.
I actually remember enjoying it. Now, I don't know if I watch it. Shelley Duvall, yes. Thank you.
Shelley Duvall,
yeah. She was in The Shining, too. Yeah.
As Wendy.
As Wendy.
Didn't she get traumatized in The Shining?
There were some stories about that during The Shining. But anyways, the movie is weird, dude. Like, the set actually still exists in Malta. People actually go to look at the sets over there that still exist.
The Popeye set.
Because the set itself is weird. It's like the movie's like a half musical, but it's not. Totally weird movie. But they're trying to make it again. Like, why would you want to make a flop and redo it? People didn't like it the first time.
Probably because they want to try and rebrand it, make a new name for itself.
Make it better.
Yeah, like
they screw. Oh crap! We screwed up the first time. Let's try again.
What about, guys, if they remade this right here?
Oh, yeah.
This guy right here?
This right here.
Now this. No. This is where it's at.
See,
not a remake, but season 3.
They only did two seasons, and this show was actually pretty good.
You know what would be interesting? If they didn't do so much a continuation of these people as much as they did a spin-off.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think a spin-off of Gravity Falls would be.
You wouldn't want a season 3?
I mean, the thing is that they finished the story. Like,
oh, so
the two seasons, it's a span of one summer and two seasons, like, and that's all it is.
But why did it feel like this show though was on like for 5 years?
I think it was on for like 2 or 3 years, the runtime.
For some reason, like, bro, the seasons felt, or not the seasons, the episodes, because there are only two seasons, felt like they were like spread out amongst like freaking months.
Well, that's what I mean. You know?
It was 4 years, 2012 to 2016.
And it was only two seasons? How's that possible?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah,
that's so weird, man. It's only two seasons, and it took like 4 years to show two seasons of a show, which is crazy to me. But I did enjoy the show. It was pretty cool. I don't think I was into it until like the last episodes, but you were. You loved that show.
Oh, I watched that from first launch episode and last episode.
I remember going to
D23, we didn't meet him, but we saw Alex Hirsch there.
Yeah,
but the line was just way too long.
The creator of Gravity Falls. So, what would you guys think? What would Gravity Falls translate into live action?
I think it could, but that's like, I don't know.
I don't think. Like, I personally don't.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Like, if anything, again, a spin-off series.
Yeah.
It's actually a good show, you guys. Is this on Disney Plus?
It is on Disney Plus. It's like a Disney Rick and Morty. Like, it was honestly like Gravity Falls walks so Rick and Morty can run.
Basically. Yeah. Nice. I mean.
Like, it's right. Like, am I wrong? Like,
I don't know. Right? Is he?
I mean, I could see that. I could. Like, I don't
a,
think. I don't.
A
think,
more family friendly like Rick and
I
Morty.
I don't think. Yeah, Rick and Morty like was pop or not popular, but like, you know, was heavily influenced by.
No, I don't think it was, but I'm just comparing.
I would say that Gravity Falls is like one of the like original kid friendly Rick and Morty's.
Yeah.
Because it was like that feeling of like wacky humor, but also wasn't trying too hard.
I don't think they were hilarious moments.
I don't think they were trying as much. Like, I can't remember an episode where I was like, bro, that did not stick well or something. Like they would say a joke, and then
I wish I would have known so we can put it in. There's a scene where Grunkle Stan, right? He builds like a hot air balloon that says "I heart kids" because he wants to appeal to the younger generation, but the H and the T and the R fall off, so it says "I eat kids." So it's this huge balloon of his face, and it says "I eat kids."
Or there's like this part where, do you remember when they go to the grocery store at night, like they sneak in, whatever?
Yeah, the ghosts.
Yeah, and it's like in order for Dipper to save his friends, the ghosts are like, you know, they're all like freaking like, they look all like insane, like, you know, like demonic or something. They're like, and then they're like, oh. Like, yeah, you can help save us. Do you know any funny dances? Mm-hmm. And then Dipper's like, oh, yeah, but like, can we do anything else? Can I do anything else? And then they're like, no!
Yeah, and they turn back into like the scary.
Yeah,
place.
Like just insane. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. And they're like, great. You know, so it's like, it's like that wacky kind of like silly humor.
And I think what made it great too is Kristen Schaal as Mabel.
Yes.
Oh, her voice work as Mabel is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's pretty great.
And just all the characters were pretty memorable.
They just have like awesome energy with each other, like,
and
just
the chemistry.
Yeah, like the synergy.
What cartoon or like any show that you guys watch as a kid would you guys like to be
live action?
Live action or remade?
Remade?
Let's do that. Is there a cartoon that you'd want that they would continue, or any show that you guys watched?
Dude, you know what I wish I could continue seeing? Kick Buttowski.
Dude, Kick Buttowski was good. I used to watch Kick Buttowski with these guys and with both of my boys. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, like if they did it like with him like as an adult and he's like doing, he's still doing crazy stuff with Gunther. Dude,
yeah, Gunther is a badger, right, from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's his voice.
It's his voice.
Yeah.
That's also another crazy.
Yeah, that's. I remember that show. Yeah.
That's also another crazy, like,
Jonathan?
Funny.
Honestly, I'd probably say Phineas and Ferb.
Dude, Phineas and. I remember Phineas and Ferb and like the Star Wars.
Oh yeah, they collab. Yeah, Phineas and Ferb would do like they did a Marvel collab too. I think.
Yeah, they did crazy collabs.
Yeah, yeah,
crazy collabs.
So was Perry the Platypus part of Phineas and Ferb? Like a like sort of like a underlying story.
Yeah. So I think.
Or cat.
We got cat trouble here. I mean, he's a main character. Like he is a main character. Like he is a Phineas and Ferb character. But I think like.
It was like its own story, but part of the Phineas and Ferb show.
Yeah, right? It's like it's kind of like Itchy and Scratchy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, something like
that. Like it's its own like sub story within the story.
That would be cool if it came back.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah,
like some sort of
all these old like OG shows, which is unfortunate because Disney Channel is obviously like.
See, the thing is, what we grew up on Disney, so like I know
a lot of the shows.
Because a lot of cartoons like on Cartoon Network, like Regular Show or like Adventure Time, right? Like I watched Adventure Time, but I never got into it as much as I did like Gravity Falls. So
I just remember watching a lot of what? Sorry,
you know, no,
sorry,
no, no, you're good, you're good. Go ahead.
I remember just watching with you guys. Like some of the stuff that I really enjoyed with you guys watching was like Parrot Kings.
Oh yeah,
remember that show, Parrot Kings?
Disney XD.
Is that Kicking It?
Kicking It, too.
Remember?
Yeah. One was...
We met
those guys, actually. Yeah, dude. We actually...
At D23.
Yep.
The one was... I can't remember right now.
Sweet Life on Deck.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Life of Deck. Dang. But then the first one was Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, right?
Yeah. That was
the Sprouse Sweet Twins.
The Sprouse Twins, yeah.
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Good Luck, Charlie.
Those are Disney Channel. That's not Disney XD.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, basically all Disney. Shows
Disney XD was more like the teen. Teen version.
Are all those shows on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Like, yes. Check it out. There's a bunch. But I was gonna say, you know, it'd be crazy too. Like, I mean, obviously, I know they won't remake it, but the art style in itself was just so like wacky and fun that I wish they did, and kept it that style. Tom and Jerry.
Some of those Tom and Jerry clips, man.
Dude, they're crazy.
They're crazy.
Tom and Jerry is on Max, so.
Yeah.
Go watch Tom and Jerry. Go watch an episode.
Is it the OG ones?
Yes, it is the OG ones. Yeah.
Dude, Zeke and Luther. Do you remember that show?
I think I do.
Zeke and Luther, the two friends when they're...
What would they say when they slap each other?
Slow butter.
Slow butter.
I know, dude. I don't know why they would say slow butter.
Or did you watch Lab Rats?
I remember that.
I remember seeing Lab Rats a little bit. Or...
The Thundermans?
Thundermans is Nick.
Oh, that's Nick on. Never mind.
What's the one?
We'll talk about Nick, right?
No, not Nick.
Show was it where like they're doctors to
to the superheroes?
Was that
I can't remember the name of the show.
That's not Lab Rats.
No. What was the name of that show?
Oh my god. Yeah, and they're like it's like an underground superhero like facility with like all the powers.
I can't remember. But there's so many good shows like that, you know, we grew up.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what was it called. Anyways, all right,
we're gonna find it right now.
You gonna find it? Well,
Mighty Med.
I remember Mighty Med.
Because it was like a comic book store, right?
Yeah.
And
it was cool because the whole the series was like comic book.
Yeah, like
style in the art style.
So it's like the facility is like under the comic book store.
Mighty Med.
Yeah.
Which
is pretty funny.
How? But it's still hilarious.
All right, guys, it's time to jump into our trailer reactions. We got two, but we got one that came out that was like incredible that we've got to talk about. I don't know. Which one do we do?
Let's do
which one?
This one first.
This one first?
That you have on screen.
Let's go. Let's do this.
It is.
We're going to react to it. It is called The Acolyte. Guys, it's a new Disney Plus show coming out. Supposed to take place 100 years before The Phantom Menace.
Yes, it is a Star Wars.
Yeah, sorry. It's a Star Wars show. 100 years before The Phantom Menace.
Oh, wow.
Looks pretty amazing. Right now, there's a bunch of books about the High Republic and all that stuff. So they've been trying to lay the groundwork for stories that happened before the prequels. And I think that's cool because you step away from Luke Skywalker. Now start getting different, a new generation to start liking some of the Star Wars stories. So let's check it out. Let's see what we got. It's called The Acolyte.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you.
It's the younglings.
Yeah, at least Anakin
get murked.
Trust them.
Anakin's not going to come out and kill him.
Not for another 100 or so years.
I know.
Tell me.
There it is.
What comes
into your mind?
They're gonna
be in a Squid Game.
Life. Balance. I see fire.
Oh damn, she's a problem child right there.
Already.
No, no,
already,
no.
Bro. Put her in the corner. There's Carrie Ann Moss, bro. The Matrix.
Whoa.
Oh, snap. I thought she was going to do the Matrix kick right now. Bro.
That was kind of cool.
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, dude, a Wookiee what Jedi?
Happened? I sensed darkness.
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Okay, that's crazy, dude. I mean, first of all,
I have no words.
Lee Jung Jae from Squid Game?
That's why you said Squid Game.
Yeah. That's why the Squid Game. I go, oh, dang, they're going to be in Squid Games, bro. They're going to.
Number 456.
He's the new creator.
Yeah, number 456. What is it? Giyun.
Yeah. It's Markiplier. It looks like dude.
He looked like Markiplier.
He looks like Markiplier.
Dude, I thought that was pretty crazy that he's in it and that his English is actually pretty good. I didn't know he spoke English. I mean, it's.
I didn't know. Well, yeah. I mean,
can you put it up on screen right there?
From how good he was speaking.
There he is, dude. His character's name is Sol, like Sol.
Quiet. Like the sun.
Yeah.
Sol.
Sol and. Dude, it's dope. So from what I've read so far is that he was the master and his apprentice seems to be possibly the antagonist or the acolyte in this case.
What?
Her name is May on the show.
These like these three letter.
Dude, I didn't know. Her name is Amanda Stilbert I'm saying the last name wrong probably. But she is the actress with Rue. In the Hunger Games.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, she grew up.
She was like a freaking toddler
or something. She was not that young.
No, she was like a teenager. She was like 13.
Rue was like, yeah.
Like 13.
Yeah, she was like little, I guess. But. Rue. And then, of course, I mean, you have to show Carrie Ann Moss right here, bro. She is a character named Indara.
Interesting.
This is cool because this is all like new stuff, you know, it's all new, kind of like not a universe, but like a new like story, and at least for me, because you know, like with the saga, the original saga, you have, you know, Clone Wars, you have all this stuff, like they like are all referencing, like at least, like I don't even think you can go one like Star Wars show / movie / whatever. Without the name, like, Anakin Skywalker.
Or without any reference to the original trilogy.
Yeah, like, without any reference to
that. Well, that's the thing, right? I think it's pretty cool that they're doing, like, these new stories where they're not connected to, you know, Luke Skywalker. Although, I know they're making maybe, I don't know if it's a trilogy, but they are going to be doing a new Star Wars movie.
I think it is a new trilogy.
It's a new trilogy, right? Yeah. With Daisy Ridley, and she's like doing the new Jedi Order or whatever.
Is it, who's set to direct those again? I forgot the...
I'm not sure who's directing them.
I think, I can't remember the name, the director.
I mean, but I know they said it somewhere.
They
I just
said,
don't
yeah, the
who
director
is.
Who would be set to redo the three movies. And so that would be pretty
cool. I think it's cool that they're doing now like a new perspective, a new story within the High Republic, which I think it's getting like pretty good reviews about the books and stuff. I haven't read any of those books yet. I probably should because I've heard that they were pretty good. But one of the things in those books they're talking about is these new characters. One of them that we saw a picture of Where we saw a quick scene, which was the, what do you call it? The Wookiee Jedi.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Wookiee Jedi.
Oh, yeah, because you see that in the books, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like in one of the covers of the books, you could see, yeah, I think, see a Wookiee Jedi. So far in the synopsis for The Acolyte, which comes out in June, is in The Acolyte, an investigation into a shocking crime spree pits a respected Jedi master, which is Lung Jun Jae, against a dangerous warrior from his past, Amanda Stenberg, that's who it is. As more clues emerge, they travel down a dark path where sinister forces reveal all is not what it seems. So it looks pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it, actually. I mean, Star Wars has been putting out pretty good, or Disney, I should say, has been putting good, pretty good Star Wars shows that are outside of the Skywalker saga. The Mandalorian, of course. Andor was amazing.
Still have to finish that.
Ahsoka was great.
So I have to actually watch that.
Oh my goodness, bro. What's wrong with you, bro? Why are you doing a podcast and not watching these shows, dude?
I know.
Come on.
Too
man.
Bad.
But anyways, so I'm excited for it. We're gonna do one more, and that's the
yeah, only. Yeah, that was the trailer. Now we have a teaser.
Let's do a teaser.
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go ahead.
Let's do it.
Roll that teaser.
Oh. Maybe we should put some sound. Fede Alvarez.
Fide. Man, it's really dark.
Feed.
You can't see it?
Evil Dead. The original?
No, he did the reboot. Ah. Hey, but Ridley Scott is producing it, so he's got a hand in it. Well, this looks scary.
That's a lot of blood.
Okay, I've never seen... I don't think of any of the alien movies. Do we see like face crawlers running around like that?
Face huggers.
Face huggers?
Okay. Yeah, jumper. Right.
Bye.
Dude, this gives me Dead Space vibes, dude.
Damn.
Alien Romulus.
First look at the xenomorph.
Bro.
Bro, so what do we know about Alien Romulus?
Nothing.
Nothing?
What I don't is know Romulus?
That's crazy. Yeah, so is it like...
I don't know anything about
a prequel?
It.
Is it a sequel? Is it before Sigourney Weaver's time?
A prequel.
You know what's crazy is that it's coming out in August, and I had no idea this movie was being made. I honestly didn't know.
Yeah, this kind of caught a lot of us off guard.
I usually like the kind of plugged in, and I know some of these movies that are going on, but I had no idea that this movie was being made, or at least I didn't notice it. I think it looks crazy. It looks like back to like it's kind of like its horror roots, because technically the first Alien is considered like a horror space horror movie, I guess. But this one just gives me like the Dead Space video game vibes.
Yeah,
it really does. Yeah. And the fact that you said face huggers, like you usually see like one pop out, whatever. But when you see a whole bunch of them like that, that's crazy. I've never seen.
I've never seen
like
you normally see like one
a Dead Space movie.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, so let's go.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That's a video game adaptation.
That's
imagine a Dead Space movie.
That would be cool. Well, that's what this
gives me.
That's what it looks like a Dead Space movie, dude. Dead Space is insane too, but
yeah. Well, let's just hope though, like for this movie, hope and pray it doesn't freaking end up like Alien Covenant, dude.
Oh,
because
I hope
Alien
not.
Covenant left us such a like we saw that movie in theaters too. We paid money to watch that movie.
We did. And
sit through it. And we came out of it and we're like, oh my God, I should have bought the popcorn bucket instead.
Oh, the Xenomorph popcorn bucket.
Oh, the Xenomorph popcorn bucket.
It's a face hugger. It's literally a face hugger and you stick.
You put it in your mouth. You put it on your face.
Yeah, you put it on your face.
And you just eat it like that.
Eating it like this.
You just let sit. I wish I had that so I didn't have to watch the movie. I could have just had it like this.
That's exactly why they sold them, because they knew the movie was bad. So
you could just eat popcorn.
Cover your face.
I don't know, but this one looks good. I think it looks pretty, you know, scary. So I'm actually looking forward to it. So it comes out in August. So, yeah, dope. I'm down.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Let's go watch it. All right, guys, time for the pick of the week. I do know what the pick of the week is. Let's do the pick of the week.
It's the pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week.
Wait, was that your Star Wars theme with the pick of the week?
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, the pick of the week. This is a segment where we recommend something that's on in TV, theaters, whatever. This week, you know what I'm going to recommend for you? go watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Wait, is it Frozen Empire?
Yes.
Frozen Empire. You know why? Because I read the reviews that said it was pretty good. I didn't go see it. We were supposed to watch it tonight, but we didn't have time. We'll give you a review next week because I think we'll hopefully watch it tomorrow. But so far, the reviews have been saying that it's pretty good, that it's not terrible. I don't know. Is that a glowing recommendation if it's not terrible?
I mean, just because it's not terrible doesn't mean that it's not or that it is good.
That it is good.
Maybe we should go see it at AMC because the popcorn bucket is the...
The Slimer one?
No. Nah. No, that's Cinemark.
Ah.
Dang, that's right, huh?
We gotta get that Slimer one.
Get the Slimer one, bro.
It's the... what is it? Like a ghost trap?
Oh, like
but that's the AMC one.
It would but I wanted sick. The Slimer one. Sick if it would have been sick if it was like a 1/8 scale whatever freaking like proton pack.
That would be
like it was like it's like a little like it's like this big it's like a little proton
and
pack.
Then like the
and it like lights up
like the proton like plastic yeah. blaster that's
like
where
you,
the popcorn
like
comes
the on
out.
Button you turn like, it on and you, it goes
yeah and then you put the you put the blaster in your mouth and like or like the vacuum
the blaster
the vat was the vacuum right like the like with like the laser sucker thing like you know what I'm talking about like the proton laser
the
proton,
yeah
and their proton gun
yeah like I don't know what it's called is it called
just,
proton gun
I think it's just their proton pack and they use their proton.
Their proton gun?
I don't think
they ever say
it. They just
use your proton gun.
They just say blast them.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All they say.
I don't think there's a name.
But they like suck him up, you know.
Yeah. They don't suck him though.
Yeah. Yes.
No, they don't.
Oh, no. It well, it yeah. I guess.
Them.
Yeah. Never mind.
In the trap.
I forgot. My bad. I mean, that movie came out in like 1772. So
you're thinking of an actual vacuum.
That movie came out in like 20 BC. So.
To do have one like that, huh?
Hold on, I got to change my attachment. Oh, he's on carpet.
Stupid.
Like the rug ghost.
Oh my god. Anyways, guys, the big of the week is the
week.
Ghostbusters. If anything, we'll watch it at AMC because we got free tickets for AMC. Yeah.
Yes. That's the only way we'll support AMC. Sorry.
Free tickets. Sorry, man. Anyways, thank you for joining us this week for the Beta Report. We appreciate you guys. Watch the other videos if you haven't. Beta Rewind is coming next week? No, not next week. The week after that. Yeah. What movie are we going to do? We don't know yet. We'll tell you next week what movie we're doing for the Beta Rewind. But this week, if you go back to the Beta Rewind, we have Short Circuit out. So go watch that. We talked about Short Circuit.
Go watch that episode, yeah, Stephanie. Okay.
There you go.
More input. Take the input of more the input.
Treads, don't fail me now. So go watch that movie. I mean, go listen to the podcast. Watch the movie, listen to the podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Guys, next week. Oh, no, not next week. Sorry.
Can you just wrap it up, Dad?
Hold on. We have a special guest in April. And next week, we'll be talking about Godzilla. That's next week. All right, so come back and join us for another episode of the Beta Report. I am your host, Dakon.
I am Jonathan.
This is Jason.
We are the Beta Report. See you guys
later.